Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Republicans in Congress will look back on this week with frustration. A conservative effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and a foreign aid bill for Israel both failed. NPR's Susan Davis looks at how election year politics are shaping up for GOP lawmakers.
The political timing here is just terrible for Republicans. They're being asked to vote for a bill that Donald Trump doesn't like, that their base doesn't like. And all of this is happening just as their own primary elections are starting to ramp up. It's just not a good political place for any Republican to be in right now, even if the policy underneath it all is something most of them actually support.
NPR's Susan Davis reporting. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has called for a special legislative session focused on crime. As Molly Ryan with member station WRKF reports, the call could reverse criminal justice reforms passed by Landry's Democratic predecessor.
Landry is asking lawmakers to take up 24 tough-on-crime policies in about a two-week session. They include making some juvenile records public, limiting parole eligibility, and increasing penalties for carjackings. Landry has also asked lawmakers to expand the methods for death row executions. At a press conference, Landry said the state has an obligation to victims to carry out death penalty sentences.
When we fail to abide by our promises and our contractual obligations to victims out there, how can we go around and say that we have any credibility on anything else that we do?
The session will start on February 19th. For NPR News, I'm Molly Ryan in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Millions of people in Southern California were shaken by a magnitude 4.6 earthquake this afternoon. NPR's Nathan Ra tells us there were no immediate reports of major damage.
The earthquake hit in the early afternoon, jolting millions of residents who are still drying out from the massive rains that hit the region earlier this week. The epicenter of the quake was near Malibu, but was felt up and down the coast and further inland. City and county officials across the region say they're checking for possible damages to infrastructure. The earthquake is not related to the 5.7 magnitude tremor that hit Hawaii earlier in the day. The U.S. Tsunami Warning Center says there's no threat of a tsunami from either. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Ventura, California.
In Hawaii, there were no serious damages reported after that magnitude 5.7 quake, striking the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa. In southwest Florida, on Interstate 75, two people died after a small plane tried to make an emergency landing. A witness said the plane collided with a vehicle and slammed into a wall. Authorities say three people survived the scene. The FAA says there were five people aboard that plane. Wall Street, the S&P 500 closed above 5,000 for the first time in the history of the S&P, gaining 28 points. This is NPR. Whether it's a song that autoplays on Spotify or a video recommended on YouTube or TikTok, algorithms dominate the online lives of many. NPR's Bobby Allen takes a look at a nascent protest movement.
Tyler Bainbridge is a former Meta engineer who lives in Brooklyn. To escape ever-present algorithms, he launched his own social media site. It's called PI.FYI. The PI stands for Perfectly Imperfect. You're prompted to answer questions like, what did you read last week? And a small group of friends chime in. There are no algorithms or popularity contests. Bainbridge says the site is a protest against what he calls algorithmic culture.
My mom can go on the app and recommend shepherd's pie, and it doesn't feel out of place next to a downtown New Yorker talking about a new band that they like.
Bainbridge isn't alone. More and more experts say people are turning to personalized newsletters and websites run directly by artists and musicians. And an old thing is becoming new. Asking, say, a bookstore or a record store clerk for a recommendation instead of a machine. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
A SpaceX capsule carrying astronauts from Turkey, Italy, and Sweden splashed down today into the Atlantic off the Florida coast. They had been on a private three-week trip to the International Space Station. The three were accompanied by a retired NASA astronaut now working for the Houston company that arranged the charter flight. The governments of Sweden, Italy, and Turkey each paid $55 million for their astronauts. The astronaut from Turkey is the first person from his country to rocket into space. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips annual travel insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.